A new book is helping to showcase the wealth of writing talent from Asian writers in New Zealand. 75 authors feature in A Clear Dawn, New Asian Voices from Aotearoa, New Zealand, with their roots stretching across the continent, from the northern reaches of Japan and China to the Indian subcontinent. Just as varied is the topics they've explored, from issues around identity, displacement and social activism, to rituals of food and family politics. Paula Morris and Alison Wong have co-edited the book, which is the first ever anthology of Asian New Zealand creative writing. Alison is with us in the Tamaki Makaurau Auckland studio. Kia ora and welcome, Alison.
Kia ora.
What a feast we have here. 75 writers, an enormous undertaking for you as co-editors. And how did it begin? Was it Paula Morris, of course, who has proximity to so many New Zealand new and emerging writers? Was it her initial sort of gem of an idea?
Yes, absolutely. She has so many new writers coming through the Auckland University creative writing courses, whether the master's or undergraduate courses, and she could see how incredibly talented they were, and they weren't necessarily getting a lot of publicity or publication opportunities. And so she asked me to co-edit this with her, and we just went everywhere we could trying to find Asian New Zealand writers in every place and every style, in every diverse way, because there are so many, and so many also, some really well known, but some who have been really working on the margins and are not well known.
And again, is it the case that it's been difficult to find publishers, to get published, and to build momentum?
I think it's improving, but I think we've got to a tipping point where there's this rush of, you know, Asian New Zealand creatives and writers are really supporting each other and encouraging each other. And so, you know, we've got so many now, and it's a matter of them getting out there into the public view.
Were you surprised not only at the numbers, but at the quality of what you found as you went looking?
I always knew there were a lot of really high quality Asian writers, but we found so many people we didn't know about, and it's just growing and growing. We could have put a lot more people in this anthology, and I have real regrets that quite a number of people are not in here. It took us a long time to put this together, and within that time, a number of people have come to our attention, as well as their writing has developed. And, you know, I would have loved them to be in there. Sometimes we missed people because we were utterly exhausted doing this. It was so much work. And we missed people, or we didn't know about people. You know, we did the best we could.
So what was the brief? Did you put some parameters around who would be in this particular anthology?
We have selected people who might be considered emerging writers, but that is a bit of a fraught term because it's a bit blurry where you put the boundary. When we selected, no more than 2 full-length books published, but also not really established as writers in playwriting or anything else like that. So it meant that there were people who are really established playwrights or have been honoured in the New Zealand Honours Awards, who didn't make it in because they are just so established and known. But then Nina Mingyar-Powles, who's shortlisted for the Poetry Awards tonight, the Ockhams, we selected her when she had less than 2 full-length books published. Hmm. And now, you know, since then, she's just publishing like crazy. Yeah, hmm. And so it's very difficult. So we've got, in our introduction, we actually give a history of Asians in New Zealand, as well as mentioning a number of the writers who have gone before who are not selected because they were considered too established.
The diaspora itself is very interesting as well. Did you take into account a diversity of peoples, whether they were born or whether by ancestry? Because, you know, again, we're talking multiple countries, multiple ethnicities, multiple stories and cultures. And again, were you looking for a diversity of the diaspora in New Zealand in writing?
Absolutely. I mean, our criteria were literary quality and diversity. And you didn't make it into this anthology unless your work was good. But we were also looking at every kind of diversity. So we have people who are from teenage through to their 80s and every decade in between represented. We have people whose families have lived in New Zealand for many, many, many generations from the 1800s. We have people who are much newer migrants to New Zealand. We have people who are currently living in New Zealand. There are some who are now living elsewhere, but everyone has a very strong tie to New Zealand, having grown up here, lived here a long time, being a permanent resident, whatever. We have many LGBTIQ plus writers. We have people who have multiple heritages and affiliations with many different countries and languages. It's very multi-ethnic, whether you're talking about the group of 75 writers selected, or even when you look at an individual writer. Many are multi-ethnic as well.
The writers come with a detailed biography at the start of their work, which makes for really interesting reading itself. And was that important to you also?
Absolutely. We wanted to give, you know, within the limits of the word limit, which was difficult for us, to give some idea of our writers and their writing. And it was up to our writers what they wanted to share, but we wanted it to be as interesting as possible so that the reader could somehow understand something of where the writer was coming from.
It's very difficult for you. You've just described the size of the project, the 75 writers you have, but, you know, could you give us a little taste, perhaps, of some of what people discover in here? Great variation in styles and form and in story. It's an impossible question to ask you, really, isn't it, to give us a taste?
It is so, so diverse. I mean, I think there's something in here for everyone, you know, whether you like memoir, whether you like fiction, whether you like poetry or all of the above. The writing is not necessarily always has an Asian theme. I mean, Asians, New Zealanders, just like everyone else, we're, you know, so some of the writing, if you didn't know that the writer had some kind of Asian heritage, you wouldn't necessarily know from the writing. And then you've got every theme under the sun, and every style, every background. I shouldn't say every, because this is not comprehensive. We've tried our best, but there's no way we could cover everything.
The title of the anthology, A Clear Dawn, comes from where?
It is from the translation by Yawen Ho of a very, very famous Chinese poem. And she has translated it as A Clear Dawn. It's by Li Bo, and her translation is particularly interesting, and we talk about it in the introduction, because she has given a particularly Kiwi translation of a Chinese poem. So when you read this translation, you immediately know we are talking about New Zealand.
We are talking about New Zealand, but the fact this is the first anthology of its kind, and the fact that you've perhaps been very... I suspect there may be a great deal more frustration in how difficult it is to get published than perhaps you've than you might have expressed here. I'm just surmising that perhaps that might be the case. And, you know, what can be learned by bringing this much talent to the fore about how voices get heard and how stories get told in our country? Is this also hopefully part of a conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I am hopeful. I'm very, very hopeful. I do see this as a clear dawn of stories by Asian New Zealanders, and also, I mean, I'm really interested in all diversity in New Zealand, not just Asian diversity, you know. And so I think we've reached a tipping point where, because this is a mainstream publication which is getting media attention, I'm really hopeful that both the media and the reading public and the public in general will start to see how diverse Aotearoa New Zealand really is and start looking for the stories of our diversity in our history, in our literature, in the arts in general. There are so many of us, and we see, Paula Morrison, I see this as opening a door for not just our writers and the writers to come, and the writers who are not included here, but I wish they were, but also for readers, for them to discover
the
these
richness.
New voices, to go and look in our introduction and find the existing voices who are not included here, who deserve attention, deserve to be read. This is a journey we take together where we discover so much about our country and our people and all the diverse communities within it.
This comes at a very interesting time where we know the New Zealand history curriculum is being reviewed. And again, is it part of that conversation? I've seen some discussion about how the relationship, the partnership in Aotearoa New Zealand is often defined as Māori and Pākehā. I mean, if you're going right back to the treaty, we would talk about it in the terms of Māori and the Crown. But it's often defined as the relationship between Māori and Pākehā. And perhaps, you know, another word can be used, and people have suggested between tangata whenua and tauiwi, which is all peoples who've come to this country in waves of migration. Is it time to have that conversation again? And the long histories of, as we said, so many different ethnicities and cultures in this country.
I do think so. I mean, this is the way that Paula and I have worked together as partners, as Māori, tangata whenua and tau iwi. And, you know, the Māori stories and histories are absolutely fundamental to Aotearoa. What we would like is for us to, you know, open our arms to the histories and stories of diverse New Zealand. That includes Pākehā and it includes all of us. So in partnership with Māori.
It's a wonderful contribution to just that conversation. It's a wonderful contribution in its own right to bring so many, as you said, relatively new or emerging writers together in one book. It's been an absolute labour of love, one can hear. And one hopes, Alison, it's not going to be the only anthology of its kind, that it might open many doors.
I hope so. There are so many people who were not included in this, and I really would love to see them in print and being celebrated.
Thank you for coming in. Alison Wong, edited with Paula Morris, A Clear Dawn, New Asian Voices from Aotearoa, New Zealand, 75 writers in it. Just trying to find a publisher, published by Auckland University Press.